The Czech Republic has been experiencing a sort of mini baby boom for the past 6 or so years, with one of the first generations of well-educated Czech women deciding to put off motherhood until their 30s. These mothers, who had held high-level jobs, traveled around the world and started their own businesses before having their first child, have initially enjoyed the government-subsidized maternity leave, but for many of them this benefit turned into a burden. Marsha Volinsky has the details in this edition of In Focus.
The reality for women who want to be mothers and productive earners is that the generous 4-year maternity leave, one of the longest in Europe, is actually an employment shutout, relying on the fact that a woman can, if she wants to, stay at home for a number of years and still retain a position in the company and receive social benefits. Employers in this country rarely offer flexible working hours to their female employees, which would encourage them to come back to work earlier and to help them maintain a healthy work and family balance. As a result, mothers are more likely to stay at home rather than risk not spending enough time with their child or not being able to afford the necessary childcare.
Women with small children are not sent on business trips. They're unable to go to trainings as often, all of which ends up impacting their salaries.
Those who do come back to a full-time job are often also disadvantaged, as a well-known sociologist Irina Shiklova points out. 2 weeks ago, a new online recruitment website called pracežene.cz was launched in Prague. The site, that translates literally as women's work, caters specifically to women who are looking for high-skilled jobs with flexible hours and for employers who are mindful of the women's situation at home. Petra Janičková, who founded the website, says the underlying problem of underemployment of women with children is the stereotype that still exists in Czech society.
The Czech Republic, it's a very chauvinistic country. We live in a stereotype that women have to stay at home, and those women who decide to have a career are really viewed or perceived as really unhappy with the family, or you are perceived as somebody who is unusual, not respected, or etc.
Although a similar stereotype was in place under communism, Janičko admits that at least women who wanted to come back to work after giving birth could place their children into state-run nurseries. A reviled institution back then, the Czech state has gotten rid of the majority of these nurseries in the 1990s, leaving modern mothers with few options: paying for an expensive private nursery, hiring an even more expensive nanny, or staying at home.
20 years ago, there were around 1,500 public nurseries, whereas now there is around 35 public nurseries. So just imagine, there is around 100,000 births every year, and we have 35 public nurseries in the whole Czech Republic. If you put the kid into the nursery, neighbors, they just look at you as a raven mother, really, and it's just you can't cope with that.
Petra herself, who before giving birth to her first child was the executive director of the British Chamber of Commerce, chose to hire a nanny and continue working.
From my experience, as I do have a kid, he's 6 months old, and I haven't stopped working, but I do have work-life balance, kind of. But I can balance it because I do have a nanny, and I wouldn't put my kid into the nursery because I would love to stay with him and I would prefer to have somebody in charge with him, but privately. But on the other hand, when the kid is 2 years old, I do not see a reason why not to put a kid into the nursery, if there were any.
Even before she became a mother, Petra was well aware of the challenges women face on the Czech job market, before and after having kids. She told me that when she began working as the executive director, she realized that part of the reason there are so few women in top positions in Czech business is that during the maternity leave, they often lose the confidence necessary to re-enter the high-pressure work environment.
I started to see how women lack actually some self-assurance. And this made really thinking, what can we change here at the market? Like, why is that? Yes, it's because we have 3 years parents leave. And sorry to say, but after few months, I guess you can't be that self-assured. You're no longer confident because you just stop working mentally. But on the other hand, I really want to say, like, I so much appreciate women who really take care of kids. I know how hard work it is.
One of the main solutions, in her opinion, is offering working mothers various types of flexible work schedules.
And what is flexible working? It's part-time jobs, it's home office, it's also shared jobs. And really, here in the Czech Republic, it's only 5.5% of flexible works in general. And the unemployment in the Czech Republic is the highest since 1993. There is 580,000 people waiting for jobs. And who are those people? Mostly women, because it's women who do not work that much. It's only 60% of women who work in the labor market, whereas it's like 80% of men.
The statistics look even bleaker when it comes to mothers with children up to 6 years of age. In the Czech Republic, a bit over a third of this group are employed, whereas in the whole of the EU, around 60% of women with small children have a job. But Czech women are certainly interested in working, even after having children, but working in a way that also helps them maintain a happy family life. And when I spoke to Petra last week, the initial interest in the Práce ženy site serves as good proof of that.
There is such high demand of women who are really willing to work. We've been existing 4 days, and after 4 working days, we already have around 1,000 CVs on our website. It's just incredible. We already have hundreds of ads posted.
Of course, part-time jobs have always been available, but most of them are miles below the professional mother's skill levels and former pay grade. Employers are also beginning to realize that by not encouraging skilled female employees to return to high-level positions, and thus stagnating women's growth in the workplace, they're losing money and valuable skilled labor. A number of large corporations, mostly international companies in the financial and telecommunication sectors, have decided to partner with this new recruitment site. Petra explains why.
They believe in diversity. It's not only gender diversity. It's also age diversity. It's diversity of thinking. Because the consumers, who are the consumers? It's not only men, right? Some statistics say it's 67% of decision that is made here in the Czech Republic is done by women. So if you want to have better economical results, you really have to have women in charge as well.
Employers are not the only ones who can make a difference. Politicians have a role as well. The Agender Project, which created Práce ženy, wants to eventually create legislative backing for flexible work options. Although Petra admits there is little political will right now, some politicians, like the newly elected deputy chairwoman of the Social Democratic Party, Alena Gajduškova, has expressed her support for the project. The job site will also be able to show politicians that there are enough women interested.
More women we have, more power we have to find a solution to lobby for flexible working.
Some government and political bodies are slowly beginning to do their part in encouraging employers to offer flexibility to their staff. The Ministry of Social Affairs started a project last fall that provides a so-called audit for companies of their family-oriented policies. They are then offered training and advice on how to improve the work-life balance of their employees. The Czech Chamber of Commerce, for example, is supporting employers in starting in-company daycare centers. The overall progress, though, to help women re-enter the job market at an appropriate level and when they want after giving birth is slow. Employers, regulations, and mothers themselves need to create the necessary conditions and agreement for change to happen. Petra Janičková is not expecting instant results and is trying to set realistic but also optimistic goals for the future.
Well, my goal is to double the rate of flexible working here in the Czech Republic, which is 5.5%. So within 5 years, by 2018, we really want to achieve the number around 10%. And we also want to have thousands of CVs. So after a few days, we have already more than 1,000 CVs, which is wonderful, not expected that quickly. We really want to have thousands of job offers. We already have hundreds, which is fantastic. And if this comes true, then we find we're done, and I can go and leave it and see how many happy faces are here on the Czech market and how many successful women as well as happy families are there.